Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. My name's Cass. Hayden's joined by me.
Hello, it's me, Hayden. I'm 6'6" with boots on, recently turned 19, and I'm a fuckhead.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, Zoe B.
Zoe B.
Whoa. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Zoe B. And today we're going to be looking at Gary the Cat.
Cat's named Gary.
I wanted to learn something new. And I wanted to learn about cats called Gary. So thank you for indulging me, guys.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Me and Cass. That's right. Cass and Hayden here.
Yeah.
When we have guests in, we always like to indulge them in whatever topics they would like to explore. Because it's what Shut Up a Second's all about. Learning new things.
And I'd love to learn.
Okay. So I feel like everyone has their ideal cat name. Yeah. What are your ideal cat names? Or your ideal cat naming conventions?
Well, annoyingly, my ideal cat name is actually the former name. Well, I guess it's still its name, but the cat is now former of. What I'm trying to say is that I want the name that Jackson's cat had, but Jackson's cat's dead now, so I can't steal it.
Oh, Pepsi Max?
Pepsi Max.
That's great.
That cat's not alive. It's not like you're going to be confusing anyone.
Yeah, or you could call it Pepsi Max the Second.
Pepsi Max the Second. Diet Pep? Well, Diet Pepsi's also a good name for a cat.
Yeah. What about Coke Zero?
I think that's too on brand for me.
Vanilla Coke.
Ooh.
Pepsi Max is such a good name, though.
I think Pepsi has, like, Pepsi for some reason reminds me of cats. Like, Pepsi sounds like a cat name.
It's got P's and S's in it.
Yeah. So cats would love to hear their name if their name was Pepsi. That's fucked up. That's like if, like, someone said your name and it also, like, tickled the back of your head or something at the same time.
That's some good shit.
Like, just like a little scratch?
Oh, my God. Okay. I think that might be the best cat name. It's usually, you know, something you'd talk about to debate and find out some cool new ideas, but I think you've solved it in one.
Yeah.
I do follow Hayden's naming convention,
yes,
which is I like to name my cats after food.
What what cat has Hayden got that's named after food?
You, Hayden.
Yeah, Pepsi. Oh, you confused me because Pepsi's a food. That's a drink.
Pepsi's a drink. So yeah. I have eggs on toast, which is great.
Yeah, eggs on toast is a great name.
Eggs on toast for a great name because it was a placeholder name. Because when we were driving up to pick her up, we'll figure it out eventually. But we were like, oh, we've got to think of a name. So it's my mum's cat.
Yeah.
And mum wanted
to. Shout out to your mum.
Shout out, Em. You are killing it. We are so proud of you.
Proud of you.
She wanted to call the cat Sassy.
Uh-huh.
Which is such a mum name.
That's such a mum cat name.
She was like, she's a little sassy. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's your cat. You get to name it whatever you want. So we initially adopted a cat. And when she went to go, and we bought all the stuff and she was just getting de-sexed and then we were going to pick her up from the foster home.
Mm-hmm.
But she died during the de-sexing process.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's sad.
So we were like, that's really disappointing. But we had all this stuff.
Yeah, that is really disappointing.
It is really disappointing. It was a big shock. We were really unhappy. Like, obviously, very unhappy at this situation because our cat was now dead. We'd met her for like 5 minutes prior, so I was not very attached to this cat. I thought she was quite cute.
You have a heart.
Yeah, like I was sad that a cat died.
Yeah.
Like as I am sad when any cat dies.
That's why Zoe has depression.
That's why, because every
cats are always dying.
I'm so sad all the time.
What if it was a cat that sucks?
Well, this is the thing. The only cat that I've ever met that sucks was a cat we had called Russell.
Oh, was it your cat?
Yeah.
So it's not even just like a stranger's cat?
No.
Because like, sometimes cats suck.
No, this cat sucked. Every other cat I've ever met has been perfect. Russell sucked.
Shout out to Russell, a cunt cat.
He was just the worst. He liked to vomit on you, and he would do that cat thing that if you were patting him, like he'd be like, "I want pats," and you'd start patting him, and then he'd decide he didn't want pats, and he would like scratch you.
Yeah,
but he did that every time.
Cats get overstimulated, which is funny.
Yeah, Stringer was overstimulated this morning, which was very cute.
What'd he do?
No, he came home really late last night.
Big night on the town for Stringer Bell.
Well, my brother's living next door. He's house sitting for our neighbours at the moment.
This is elite world building in the Zoe B
universe.
Yep.
So my brother's house sitting for our neighbours at the moment, and he came by to pick something up and then walked back to the house. But we live on massive property, so it's like a good, you know, couple minutes walk to the neighbor's house. Stringer followed him, and I kept trying to chase Stringer home, but he was following Ari, and I just was like, you know what, we've gotten to the point where you can just follow Ari. I don't give a fuck. We're too far away from my house. Anyway, he came home at like
You're more of a house cat than your house.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too far.
Yeah. Hats can be house hats.
I got house shoes. Why can't I have a house hat?
Do you know what? I think I do have a house hat.
That's nice.
Whoa.
Little beanie I made.
Oh. Cute. Just for the house?
I started wearing it outside. No, it always transitions. I buy things just for inside and they go outside because I get too comfortable.
I like if I have to go to the store but I'm coming straight back home and we're just going to the grocery store, I'll go in my PJs. I don't care.
That's sick. I have a hat at home that I put on if I see it. Like, just in my room, because I'm like,
A hat.
I should put that on.
That is just a room hat.
It's like, but I do wear it outside, but I feel like it's a hat just for me, because it looks like shit, but I'm like, it's fun to put on a hat.
That's adorable. Mm. Do you know what I've started doing?
What?
To avoid wearing pajamas outside, I don't wear pajamas as pajamas. I wear clothes as pajamas.
Oh.
So no one knows when I'm wearing pajamas outside.
You've made sleeping way worse for yourself.
No, I only buy really comfy clothes. It's like
you've made sleeping significantly worse for yourself so that you save changing.
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, because I'm wearing the big tops anyway, and then I'm like, oh, it's getting a bit old.
You sleep in a big top?
If I sleep. Sometimes. Sometimes I sleep in a big top.
I can't sleep in a big top. I got to sleep in a small top.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, I sleep in a crop top.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. Crop top seems uncomfortable to sleep in. No. I feel like if I'm sleeping in clothes, it has to be like big.
No, because I get tangled. I'm a fussy sleeper and I roll around a lot.
To be honest,
I usually just sleep in underwear for that exact reason because I'm like, no hassle.
I usually sleep in nothing, but if I'm putting something on, it's a big top.
Yeah, see, I can't sleep naked. That's too much. But I'll sleep in my underwear and a crop top. That is what's kind of the fucking. But I've got special underwear that I can sleep in.
There was an awesome thing happens sometimes if I sleep naked because I have a dick and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
It is very brave. It's brave to admit that and brave to have them. Shout out to everyone who's got dick and nuts. I see you. I hope you're all feeling seen. But yeah, if I sleep totally naked and then like move in my sleep, my brain becomes very aware of the fact I have a dick and nuts and then often dream about dick or nut related activities.
I was gonna say I thought you were gonna say like, oh, and sometimes I like roll and they get stuck because that's why I wear a crop.
They get stuck.
Yeah, like to your leg or something.
Oh, right. I was like, oh yeah, my famous hole in my bed. Yeah, my knot hole.
I gotta call the fire brigade again.
I'm stuck in my knot hole.
Yeah. I don't know why it's even here. It's named after my nuts, but every time my nuts go in, it is bad. Why would they do this?
Turns out you've just bought a weird, very specific fetish bed.
Yeah.
I love that there's not a hole for peen. It's just a nut hole.
Yeah.
Peen won't fit. It's perfectly sized for nuts. Your nuts are like, that hole was meant for me.
Yeah, this is my hole. How right, nuts. How right? Hell yeah, nuts.
How right, nuts.
It's probably also worth noting that I'm firing on all cylinders, but only at about 40% because I am very hungover today.
You're nailing it. You're perfection. Well. Yeah,
thank you so much. Listeners, let me know. How good am I doing? Is this good? Does it feel less listenable than usual?
Yeah, something's happening to Hayden.
I'm sick. That's why I sound like this.
It's the hangover, I promise.
Yeah, oh, no.
This is my first hangover. I've never drank before.
I'm 19 and 6'6" with boots on and suck as a guy. But yeah,
a perfect review.
Dick and nut dreams. Not like, it's just, you know how like people like are like, oh, I have a recurring nightmare about like going to school naked or something like that.
Yes.
Never have any of those dreams. But if I do sleep naked, then it's like my brain's like, hey, fuckhead, you're naked. So whatever you're doing in your dream, you're naked now.
Oh, that's crazy.
But then like even in the dream, like I don't give a shit. Whatever.
You just
so it's
to
just
be
like
naked.
It's just like, yeah. But I also feel like that just makes me more aware. Like I don't sleep as well. So underwear on usually.
Yeah, see,
you
underwear
get embarrassed in your sleep?
No. I don't get embarrassed. It's like I'm more because dick and nuts just flying
they're
around
They keep falling in the hole.
Yeah.
They're flying around.
See, because that's my thing, is that my titties will end up in my armpits.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
Like, and I've rolled on my titties. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
So I'll get one of those, you know, those bras that are pretty much just a crop top and they're just holding you up, but they're not, there's no wire or anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just sleep in one of those. Or I have one shirt that just is a crop top that says cunt, which I'm not allowed to wear out. So
I give you permission.
Thank you. But yeah, I'll just sleep in like a really shitty sports bra and some underwear. But
sports bra seems bad.
Not sports bra, but it's like a crop bra thingy that's got no wires and isn't compressing. And it just kind of keeps them in place without, you know.
So you don't knock yourself out.
I don't knock myself out with my titties. Because the problem is that once gravity hits.
I have the same thing with my nuts.
With your nuts.
I might accidentally concuss myself.
I get it.
Oh
see,
my God.
Me and you are living the same life, Hato. It's scary. It's scary to have big old bees and balls, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Do you know what? I was like, oh my God, I got nothing that, do you know? No, I do. My hair sometimes strangles me in my sleep.
Oh, see?
We all got bits.
Yeah. Do you have to sleep with your hair up or in any particular way, or it just means some nights you just have to cop it?
So I try and braid my hair. My hair is currently braided because I just rolled out of bed today.
Uh-huh. Did you sleep in these clothes?
No, I had a shower.
I don't know why you're saying it like I was going to be like, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to shower today.
No, as in, if I didn't have to shower, yes.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Is this an example of clothes you would sleep in?
You know what? This top's got a lot of print on it,
mm-hmm.
which I think would not have a nice crinkle against my body in the night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more of a stiff cotton, so I probably wouldn't opt for this one.
Okay.
But I have a range.
You got a range. So, so you've got like clothes that are good for day and night wear.
Yeah. And every time we were kids growing up,
I remember.
Raised as women, being like targeted ads, being like, this outfit is going to transition you from day to night. This makeup look is going to transition from day to night. They always wanted to get you from the office to a bar.
Yep.
I figured it out.
Well,
you go from
always
night to day.
Wear gym jams.
Dress like you're about to go to sleep. And my top tip for going out at night is brushing your teeth and doing your skincare before you leave the house, which is really possible in winter because it gets dark at like 6, so you can brush your teeth, like eat dinner, brush your teeth, do your skincare, go out for the night.
I can't go out
in
for the
pajamas.
Night. See, no, you're living a crazy life because if I'm going out, I'm enjoying the process of going out. I'm putting on a full face of makeup. I'm doing the whole thing.
That doesn't bring me joy.
See?
Here's how I go out. Step one, I'm in the shower, I'm drinking a beer, I'm running late, I'm not doing anything, then I'm out. Like, there's just, throw clothes on. Nothing could have prevented me from being late. So, yeah, I'm just constantly in a hurry. No care is put into what I'm doing. Throw on regular clothes and go out. That's my routine.
All right, must be nice. The privilege. The nut privilege.
Yeah, the nut privilege.
Well, no, he lives a life of toil because he's always got his nuts in that hole.
Yeah.
That's the trade-off.
Yeah,
whenever he's free, he's really got to utilize that time.
It's another moment not asleep in bed.
Yeah. Got to be careful. That's often also why I'm late. Sorry, my nuts were in the hole again.
We know.
Yeah.
We know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I, personally, currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Would you guys like to hear some facts about Gary the Cat?
I would love to hear some facts about Gary the Cat.
So this is one particular Gary the Cat.
Uh-huh.
This is, you may know Gary the Cat as Concerned Kitten.
Whoa.
This is one of the concerned kittens. So this is the cat that is all white but has little black eyebrows.
Aww.
And they're positioned in such a way that makes Gary look quite concerned.
Yeah.
Aww. Hence the name. Fun facts about Gary. Gary was born on the same day that rapper Notorious B.I.G. died.
That's reincarnation.
A while ago.
Probably not to the year.
But, yeah, okay. That makes way more sense because I was like, that's... That cat
is older, as old 30. As us, yeah.
Yeah, no, that cat is quite young. The cat's mother has enormous big black patches on her head, so you can see where the cat got its eyebrows from, but they're just shrinking, so I imagine this
cat... The print
cat,
is running out of ink.
Yeah, the print is running out of ink. And her mum's name is Luna, or his. I actually don't know what that... No, Gary.
Yeah.
I can probably make a guess.
Yeah.
His mum. And this cat has, I think, siblings... Marley, Magic, Gomez, and Wednesday. Wednesday, as you can imagine, new edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
We've seen Netflix.
Something that I found funny, I don't know if it's necessarily funny, is I found that Gary the Cat's Twitter account.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought I'd have a bit of a scroll.
That is funny. Please. What's a cat tweeting?
Cats tweeting about other cats who have died. I feel like there was such a boom of internet cats. Like, we got a couple of really big internet animals, really, really famous. We all got to know them. There's not a lot of time on this earth for animals, right? They don't live very long. I always...
Unless you're a tortoise.
True.
Yeah, we got to get more internet tortoises so that the internet's heart never breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, dying before a tortoise. Maybe you could, like, have joy in your life because you died before the tortoise died.
Yeah. Yeah, a tortoise. Yeah, no one should ever have to bury a tortoise.
So this concerned kitten.
There has been a lot of famous, I guess, because like the internet boom was like 10, like.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
10, 15 years ago. So all of the animals that the internet was like, we fucking love this animal. Dead.
Dead.
Cheeseburger cat.
They all
kind of
died
dead.
In the same year as well. Like,
what was the name of that puffy white dog that was like cum something?
Oh, the cum one. Yeah.
I don't know the cum dog.
Yeah, you remember the cum dog.
I don't remember the cum dog.
It was a sweet little dog that's name was like cum shot or something.
Oh.
I'm Googling cum dog.
Don't.
Do you know what? It's really not.
I'm.
Oh, there's a football star whose last name is Cummings and they call him cum dog.
Okay. That's good. That saves
that's a really good.
That's good that happened. That's the best way that could have outcomed.
Yeah, I'm pretty blessed at the moment.
Who's your favorite internet cat?
I don't like internet cats.
Okay, go fuck yourself then.
I don't know them.
You should know them.
No, as in, like, I'm looking at a cat, but I don't know that cat.
You should get to know them.
Why do I care?
Yeah. I spend my time on the internet looking at cool things like people falling off BMXs in fucked up ways.
Well, who's your favorite person who falls off a BMX in a fucked up way?
Hall of Meat is a good Instagram account.
Hall of Meat?
Hall of Meat. That's a good one if you're getting into watching people stack, because if anything goes horribly wrong, it's an Instagram account. It's pretty popular. So
no
it's
snuff.
Not. It's not like, oh, a guy got hit by a train or something. It'll just be like, this guy tried to jump down 12 stairs and hit his head on a pole, but he's fine. But yeah, anytime there's like a leg break or something like that, there's a warning where it's like graphic content. So if you're getting into stacks, great place to start. I am Hayden. Hayden loves to talk about things he sees on his phone.
My favorite internet cat is called Phineas, and he has hyperdysplasia, and he walks wibbly wobbly.
Is he the cat that dressed as a spider for Halloween?
Yeah.
And meows weird. Yeah. I know Phineas.
How do you spell Phineas?
P-H-I-E-N-N-A-S. He just moved to Sydney.
Yeah, from America, yeah, right? I know Phineas.
You know cats. You know cats on the internet. You want to pretend you're a cool dude who only watches stacks, but you're aware of internet cats.
Yeah, but you got to check these stacks out. Hall of Meat. Great place to be.
So a lot of the time people falling over is really, really funny. But I think I want, I don't know, like it's like I want ethical stacks. Like,
you consensual
know,
stacks.
Yeah, like when, you know how the whole ethical porn thing is kicking off right now, which is good. I want a stack account where they've researched, you know, it's submitted by, it's made by the people who are in it.
Yeah.
They have full creative control and they tell the people when they submit it that they are okay.
This isn't, okay. We don't want stacks gone wild.
So,
no. Yes.
Hall of Meat does all of those things.
Really?
Credits the person in the stack, is always like, hey, they're fine. And, yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, because sometimes I fall over and I'm like, that's really funny, and I want people to laugh at that because I think it was a very funny thing that happened. But, you know, when you watch someone fall over and you're like, oh, no, I don't know if I can laugh because I don't know if they're okay.
No, but okay.
You know, here you're like, oh! And there's like that pause where you're like waiting for the person to react. And if they look at you like, you're like, good. But otherwise you're just like, no.
Look, you just deal with this in a, like, if they look upset, just go down, go to help them up. And then when they put their hand into your hand, you do the slick through your hair thing.
Oh.
And say, how was your trip?
Fuck, you're cool.
Yeah. You got to be smoking two cigarettes at the same time too.
I know.
Same side of the mouth or one out each side?
One out of each side.
One in the mouth, one in the hand.
Oh. One in the mouth, one in the hand, two behind, one behind each ear.
And then you're just, you're literally chain smoking. Just one arm up, one arm down. One arm up, one arm down.
No air, only tobacco.
That's good. Yeah. Do you reckon that would pretty much
kill you? Yeah, probably.
No, do you reckon that would like give you the effects of one nang? If you didn't get any.
Look, as someone who doesn't know what a nang is, and why would I?
No.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Removing oxygen from any situation will probably give you the nang effect, or so I'm told. Mm.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Since learning about nangs and
yeah, I haven't. So please,
please inform us. We're good little boys.
I have no idea. Why is there a balloon there? It's a party.
We're making a cake.
Yay! That's why you got the camphor whipped cream. There must be so many scenarios where you could just essentially do a nang, right?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of like autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's what I was thinking about the other day.
Yeah, it's just a really roundabout nang wank. I was going to say wank nang, but
First of all, it's awesome that one of Australia's most famous rock stars died having a toss. Two, why were you thinking about autoerotic asphyxiation?
Well, sometimes it pops in.
Because I feel like there's been debate recently where you see people be like, oh, it's horrible, it should never be done, and some people be like, let me live!
Yeah.
But it's like, isn't it
Wait, is there debates about it? What, like,
who's
what
debating?
Kind
Like, there's...
It doesn't count as a debate if two people that are having sex, someone says, choke me, other person says, no.
No. Yeah. No. Cass, was that the situation?
No. No, like, people online being like, oh, I don't think this is... It doesn't matter.
It's autoerotic. You can do it yourself.
Yeah, it's auto.
Yeah. Also, funny, so funny for Twitter to... I'm assuming Twitter. It sounds like Twitter. Just weighing in. Tweeting.
I actually think... As someone who's never had sex before, I'm pretty sure I'm an expert on this, so...
Big fan of just throwing, like, I think autoerotic asphyxiation... Well, I mean, it is fucked up because the, like, I mean, often when people say autoerotic asphyxiation means, like... Yeah, they, it wasn't a temporary thing.
Yeah, it was a Michael Hutchinson kind of situation.
Which is still funny. Which is still funny. That he died doing that, and he's so famous, and they try and make it sad. I mean, it might have been sad.
Yeah, they keep always trying to make movies about him, but it's just a guy died having a wank, and that's funny.
Yeah.
Elvis died on the shooter. Don't make that, like, that movie didn't need to be made, you know?
That's funny to claim that if a famous person, and I back it, if a famous person dies in an embarrassing way, tarnishes their entire legacy, we shouldn't be allowed to celebrate him anymore. The moment Elvis died shitting, throw all his music in the bin.
Okay. It's all
in
trash.
In excess.
Well, what? How would you die to destroy your own reputation?
Like, if I could, maybe...
Parachuting got stuck in a tree.
I think...
regularly got stuck in a tree.
Maybe if you're parachuting and you hit power lines.
Yeah.
Because that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know,
all right.
Yeah, that means you're
power
bad
power lines.
Because, Hayden, we've had this conversation before where you've been about to do something foolish and I've said, you're not allowed to do that because I have to speak at your funeral. And if I have to tell people that, that's actually mean to me for you to die that
way. Yeah. I have also had a debate with my friends and loved ones, and I can't remember if I've brought this up on the podcast before, but if I died and you went to my funeral and you found out at the funeral that the reason I died was because a baby accidentally shot me in the nuts, wreck the funeral?
Yeah.
I don't think it would wreck the funeral. I think it would
change the vibe of the funeral.
It would change the vibe
It would
of the
be
funeral.
Impossible to mourn me. Also, no. The baby's at the funeral because you can't put a baby in jail. Yeah, the baby's come to pay respects to my blown-up balls.
Always returning to the scene of the guy. And we can't do anything to the baby.
No. Can't arrest a baby.
Can't arrest a baby.
They don't make handcuffs small enough.
Yeah.
Who gave the baby a gun? Do you reckon it was
Joel Dusha gave the baby the gun.
What, sorry?
He wanted to see the baby look super fucking cool.
Yeah. I'm sick of this guy. I'm going to shoot him in the nuts. I'm 6 months old.
I don't think it would make it harder to mourn you. I think it would almost make it easier to mourn you.
He died doing what he loves.
Exactly. Like,
being shot directly in the nuts, bleeding out.
It's the funniest thing in the world. Like, every time I think about you, I'd be like, I'm sad that my brother Hayden isn't here.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be chuckling somewhere.
Yeah.
Going, clasping his dick and nuts.
Yeah, yeah. It's also funny because, yeah, like, I mean... You find out that I got shot in the dick. Oh, sorry, in the nuts by a baby. My coffin's in the room. You'd be curious.
Is his dick still safe?
Yeah, like, these are like full on fucked up. What's going on?
Yeah, show us the nuts.
Yeah, do a reverse open casket where it's just the waist below.
We just put you in upside down.
Yes. Alternatively, like, when you do the open casket, my face is like, ooh, because my nuts.
We could not get the rigor mortis to unset.
Yeah, we couldn't get the rigor mortis to stop rigor holding his face. Stop his face from being in the classic nut shot face. Ooh, my nuts!
Just having a little note at the end of your little funeral pamphlet being like, Hayden wanted everyone to know that his dick is perfectly preserved. The baby only got the nuts.
I think your friend dies in a funny way. It changes everything.
I'd want
it
you changes to laugh you. If I died funny.
Oh, yeah.
We will. Cass will laugh.
You think I will die funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You got I will funny, die, funny everything.
I will die dumb 100%. Like, it won't necessarily be funny. It'll be stupid. Like,
mine will be tragic, but...
Yeah, that's sad.
Oh, mine... really? What kind are you thinking?
I'd keep having weird panics when I drive that a car's going to, like, T-bone my car.
Ah.
And it's not funny. It's that's just
a tragic one.
That's a tragic one. Like every time I'm driving, I'm like, because it happened to like a friend of a friend recently.
Yeah.
And my friend was describing it and the whole thing sounded so fucking heinous. And now I can't stop thinking about it when I drive.
In like good news, they don't happen that often. So if you know someone who it happens to,
then it probably won't happen to me.
Yeah. If something really bad happens to someone I thought it was I know, like, kind of feel a bit of relief because I'm like, what are the odds?
But yeah. Then bad news to me and you, Cass, because we don't know this friend, which means that we're next.
We are next.
Yeah.
But what
oh,
are
no,
the odds
my friends.
Zoe
you're my
people?
Friends.
Yeah, what are the odds that Zoe knows two people that happens to? That's pretty low.
That's pretty low.
Well, I should clarify that the person in the car accident didn't die. It just was a scary thing that happened to them.
Yeah.
But I am now petrified of it. So
now the scary thing's happening to you and not I have... even getting a new car out of it.
No, I know. Oh. I know. But worst case or best case, I keep thinking I'm going to get that cat illness.
That's you. That's so I reckon you'll get
funny,
the cat illness.
I think I'll get the cat illness, or the one that like gets into your brain and like changes you and makes you really aggressive. And then someone would have to shoot me to stop me from attacking.
Rabies?
No, it's, what's it called?
Cat syndrome.
Cat syndrome. What's it fucking called? It's my brain's like myxomatosis, but that's from rabbits.
That's rabbits.
Yeah, I feel like that. Like my life will come to an end, like something like slip and fall off a cliff.
Yeah, like a big cliff though.
Oh yeah, like as in.
Like we're going to know that you had about 4 seconds of being like, I'm falling off a cliff and I think I'm going to die.
Wow, a cliff. That's what got me in the end.
Yeah, you'll have a moment to consider.
Yeah, like or a helicopter will land on top of me or something. Not crash on top of me, just land.
I imagined Harold.
Harold?
Yeah, from Thomas, the Tank Engine.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what I picture every time I picture a helicopter. And I didn't realize till just now.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's sweet. That's a nice aura about that. Every helicopter is Harold.
Your death will be narrated by Ringo Starr.
Yeah. Ooh, he's fucking dead. Shit.
Did you find it?
No, because there are a lot of cat illnesses.
Yeah, there's a lot of cat illnesses.
Yeah, there's that thing that it's like a bacteria or something
like
that.
Yeah, and it's in the litter trays.
Yeah, and then it makes you, but this doesn't make you aggressive. It makes you love cats more and hate.
Yeah, but hate other people.
Yeah. You become like a slave to the cat.
Yeah, which, do I have it already?
Maybe. Ooh. Whoa. I lived with a cat for a year. Might have got me, might not have.
Oh, we're both cat mad. Toxoplasma.
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 That'll get you.
Mm.
It makes you love the cat, but also make you hyper aggressive.
Crazy pussy syndrome.
I got crazy pussy syndrome. Guys,
damn.
I got that already. I went to a doctor recently, sorry.
Yeah, no, hey.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy,
this is good, yeah.
Speaking of crazy pussy syndrome, I went to a doctor recently because I had thrush.
Yep.
And so I was
sorry.
Like.
My condolences.
I had crazy pussy.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor and I was talking to, I was like, doctor, I probably have thrush. I need a medication for thrush, please. And he was like, well, you know, are you sure it's thrush? It could be BV or it could be, you know, something to do with an STI or something to do with the vaginal flora, you know, because semen can really affect the vaginal flora. And he starts kind of ranting about my vaginal flora for a while. And then he looks at me for the first time of the appointment, ups and downs me, and then goes, actually, do you sleep with men?
That's awesome.
Which in itself was very funny.
Yeah.
But then I went to the pharmacist to get my thrush cream.
Yep.
And it was a tablet and a fucking paste.
Yep.
And as the pharmacist was handing me the tablet and the paste, he's like, just to clarify, mouth, not for mouth.
That's, I mean, hey, instructions are handy.
It was clear instruction, but fuck the whole, that whole 15-minute period was great.
Yeah, that's like, that's from the movies, basically.
Yeah, you got clocked.
I got done. And the doctor up and down, yeah, oh, actually, do you sleep with men? And I had to be like, how dare you bring up my secret chat?
Yes. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
Fuck off. The lesbians will be disappointed in me.
Don't say that loud.
I don't want the lesbians to know.
Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, do you have your history about Gary the Cat?
I do have history about Gary the Cat, and it's a different Gary the Cat. Now, there is a famous Gary the Cat.
Wasn't the one I picked.
Which is also not the one I'm going to pick.
Hey.
But famous Gary the Cat is like a cat that goes snowing or whatever. He's on
snowing?
Skiing. I'm hungover. Goes skiing or whatever. He's famous on TikTok. You can look him up. But I want to talk about, I don't know what this cat's famous for, but in Port Chester, there's a cat that everyone loves called Gary the Cat, who I think just wanders around.
Nice.
Doesn't really do anything.
Oh, yep.
There's no photos, so I don't know what's so great about this cat. But yeah, just like apparently just popped up and was just like hanging out. And everyone just started in the town, just started taking photos of it and then realized its name was Gary. Then Gary got hit by a car.
No!
Gary was fine, yay! But it's funny to read two newspaper articles online, one about, hey, we found this cat and it fucking rules, and then, oh no, this cat we love got hit by a car. But then the town came together to raise money for Gary's vet bills and it was all fine.
Hey.
That's important.
And Gary's owner's name is Greg, which is funny.
Greg and Gary. We're getting chickens soon, and my dad's really opposed to the idea of calling them all Zoe Jr.
Oh, that's fucked
up.
That's sad. I think that's a super funny name.
How many chickens are you getting?
We're going to get 20.
20 chickens, all Zoe Jr.?
That's funny.
I think that's perfect.
I think that's so good.
What does he want to call them?
He wants a list. He wants them all to have different names. He also does not want to call them Zoe Jr. because he thinks that's horrible.
Why?
He's like, what if I get attached to Zoe Jr.? And then I have to kill Zoe Jr.
It's not you.
Yeah.
It's Zoe Jr.
He shouldn't have named you Zoe, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's going to get attached to you, and what if you get the cat madness or whatever, and he has to kill you?
What if I do get the cat madness?
You get crazy pussy disease, and he has to shoot you in the head. You have to get put down.
I had to put her down. She had such a crazy puss.
Well, on that note, I've been Cass.
I've been Hayden.
And I've been Zoe B.
Thank you so much for joining us, Zoe B.
Thank you for having me. Please listen to my new podcast, which is not so much of a new podcast now, with Cass, called Being Hot is Hard.
Everyone should check it out, Being Hot is Hard. It's available on all podcasting platforms. Type in being, then a space bar, then hot, and then hit that space bar again. Then you're going to want to type in is, and then space bar yet again, and then hard. And then you're going to have to click either search or hit enter, depending on what you're using, and it'll pop up.
It will.
Check it out.
It will. Check out our Instagram and Twitter at HotHardPod.
Yay.
Yay.
And if you liked parts of this episode, you will also like that podcast.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy chromo. Thank you so much again for joining us. And listeners, hope you die cool.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.